Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio. I'm Luann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. And we know a lot of you have questions right now about retirement, the market, how your portfolio is doing. Today on our show, we're going to give you so many good ideas for your retirement. One key takeaway we do want you to remember is Eric's phone number. It's 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. And today on Wealth Creator Radio, we'll tell you about Eric's blueprint to worryless wealth. And this is something that can help you with the very, very concerns you have about retirement. We'll tell you more about this blueprint to worryless wealth throughout our show. If you do have something specific that you would like to ask Eric, you can reach out to us at 800-454-1184 or find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. Wealthcreatorradio.com. So, Eric, let's talk about this year. Man, what a year it's been. 2020. I don't think anybody could have written this, do you?
No, it's, one of those action movies all combined with lots of crazy stuff, right? So,
Yeah.
So it's definitely been unique and definitely been interesting. The crazy part, of course, is the full disconnect from the stock market, from the economy. I mean, we've got, depending on the numbers and the weeks or something, but at least 30 plus million unemployed, and the stock market keeps going up.
Yeah.
Well, the government's giving away free money. And so, that says to Wall Street, take a bunch of risks, do all sorts of crazy stuff. And then we saw this in 08 and 09. And then the second the Federal Reserve stopped giving away the free money, boom, the market would go right back down. So, we've got a lot of interesting things coming up on the timeline horizon here with, quarterly earnings of the very first quarterly earnings with, all COVID-19 quarter. That'd be coming out in July. So, that could be something that could definitely, affect the stock market. And then, of course, people kind of almost forget, but there's still election. And so, that's not going away either. So we've got some more volatile times coming up and lots of very interesting, unique time frames for us. So, I don't think anybody really had a pandemic plan. That's not not one that many people talk about. I've never seen that in a financial trade journal about how to plan for pandemics. And so, it's one of these what they call black swan events where, something big happens and something nobody ever anticipated. And it's just something where we got to work through it, figure it out. And, the biggest thing is making sure you do what you should be doing always and what you should be doing maybe differently now too, and making sure you have the right focus, because especially if you're close to retirement, you can't wait for 5, 6, 7 years for things to get back to normal or for the economy to recover or all these things, because you may not have that timeline left. And you may not have a job and you may be having a hard time to get a job, so you may have accidentally been retired. So all that more we'll talk about on the show today.
So let's go over again what you think are some of the most important things we need to have before we actually retire, Eric. What should we be counting on?
Yeah, well, so one of the big things is having an income plan. Number one thing, if you're retired and you don't have income, I'm sorry, you're just unemployed, right? So because you can't be retired and not have income, because how are you going to live, right? And so once upon a time, we all got our nice big pensions, right? We just worked for our company for 20, 30 years. They loved us so much. They would keep us forever. You never had to worry. And then you were taken care of. That may have been probably not even your parents at this point, probably more like your grandparents, right? So now there are still some people in government and some other places that still have those pensions. So for those people, hey, that's great, because at least you're going to have some sort of guaranteed money. Now, you got to be careful. What company is it guaranteed from, right? I had a client years ago. He actually retired out in Kentucky where he had family and stuff and, cheaper standard of living and all that. But he was a United mechanic for 30 years, retired with a lifetime payout. They went bankrupt. They cut his lifetime payout by a third. Those things can happen. So if you have a pension, you got to watch out. But really, for most people, the only guaranteed income we have is Social Security. And, those numbers, they're all based off of payroll taxes, right? And so if you look at the the Social Security website, usually it's saying right around 2035 is when they can only pay around 80% or so of their benefits. So they don't really say what happens when for the 20% of people they can't pay, right? That's leaving a little bit of detail off. So then what happens if that's going to be an issue? I mean, they're going to have to do some sort of fix, right? But they'll either tax it more, they'll raise the income stuff. But, you know, with a lot of people being out of work, that may actually speed up that issue. And so, yeah, I think more than ever, people need to be super focused on income. And it has to be guaranteed income. So that kind of goes back to, okay, who can guarantee your income, right? So there's only three places that have guaranteed type of investments, right? One's the bank. You know, have you ever seen a huge guaranteed bank payouts yet?
No.
No, right. Yeah. Yeah. You point whatever, right? We're back down with Fed dropping things back down to zero. We're back down to the interest rates where they start with the word point instead of a number, then point. So, yeah, so that'd be one area you could do, but not much. The other one's place that can guarantee your money is the U.S. government with government bonds. Well, of course, again, they've dropped those rates to almost zero. So, you know, good luck. And of course, those rates, by the way, those guarantees are only guaranteed at 2 points, the day you buy it and the day it matures. So if you buy a 10-year treasury and say it's 1 or 1.5% or whatever it is, if you hold it all 10 years, yeah, you'll get your money back. But say in 5 years, you need to get some money out of that and you need to sell it. Well, maybe interest rates then are 3 or 4%. Nobody wants your bond. So they'll buy it back, but they'll buy it back at a huge, what they call discount, meaning you lose a bunch of money.
Oh.
So that's pretty painful. So the last area is insurance companies. Insurance companies have been around for 200 years from the U.S., but you know, they've been around for a long time. They know how to guarantee your money. You know, they've actually come up with some unique new products and actually been pretty inventive during this time frame. So there's actually been some great things to guarantee some lifetime income. And man, that you need that more than ever. I mean, there was somebody in my Rotary Club, Bob Keeve, who owned a couple radio stations, and he was a pioneer around this area. He just passed away. He was 98 years old, and you know, he had his Social Security check probably for what, 33 years?
Long time.
Isn't that crazy to think about? He probably had his Social Security check almost as long as he was working. So
true.
So that's the thing, is we have to have that money last for a long time. And so, you know, one of the things that we do here at Heckman Financial is we actually create plans for people that you mentioned it earlier, the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. And, you know, that's where we go through the five key areas of what everybody needs to do for retirement, which is first and foremost, have that income plan. Then look at how your investments are tied into that income. Look at the tax ramifications, which are more critical than ever. Look at the healthcare issues. And then lastly, legacy. And that's the five areas of the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. We do free consultations, but normally we charge anywhere from $1,000 to $1,500 typically to do one of these plans. But with all the COVID stuff going on and everything else, we're waiving all those fees for doing the planning. We want to just make sure you get that information. And then if you want to implement it or not, that's up to you. So that's when you can hire us or not. But again, if you want to get this really super critical information, we can do it virtual. We can do it in person, all that type of stuff. So it's up to you how you want to proceed. But, you know, at least set up a phone call. That's the most critical thing. And just kind of see if it makes sense for you to talk. If you're 5 to 10 years out of retirement or just retired, you really need to have that plan in place. So again, all you got to do is give us a call at 800-454-1184, or also you can just text the word visit for a virtual visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit, 800-454-1184, or you can always go online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
You toss a penny over your shoulder into a fountain and you make a wish. You look into the fountain and you see a lot of pennies, but you also see some quarters, and you think to yourself, who throws quarters into a fountain when pennies will do? Now think about the taxes you could be paying in retirement. Do you want to throw pennies or quarters to Uncle Sam? Eric Heckman and his team at Heckman Financial Services have helped hundreds of families plan for retirement for more than 25 years. Taxes can be complicated, so start planning now so you aren't caught off guard in retirement. To start building your plan, call or text the word tax to 800-454-1184. And together, you'll create a plan designed to help you keep as much of your money as possible. Find out what the heck is going on with your taxes with Eric Heckman and the Heckman Financial Services team. Start planning today. Call or text the word tax to 800-454-1184. That's tax to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
I'm Luann Fulmer here with Eric. He is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. Today, we're talking about your income sources for retirement, and Eric is explaining what we all need to know. So, Eric, we were talking about the things that we need to have before we actually retire. So you were telling us, obviously, we have to have that guaranteed income, but what else do we need?
Well, yeah. So for my clients, the big focus we always do is there's three types of money. And unfortunately, the other two types of money have been kind of pushed out of the way since the 80s or 90s when they changed 401ks. The original 401ks all had all these options in them. But then the boom market of the 90s said, hey, you know, the Fidelities, the Vanguards of the world said, hey, we don't need all these other stuff. We don't need foundational or steady income money. Let's just put it all in the market. And so now your 401k at work or 403b, 457, depending on where you work, all those types of plans are all 100% market-based, either stocks or bond markets. And so, of course, as we can see, those markets can crash big and jump up big like they've done this year. I mean, it's been something of a whiplash kind of thing, right? We all need to probably go to the chiropractor now after watching our portfolios. And so, you know, what other types of money are there? Well, there's also steady income money. Now, steady income money is stuff that is typically not tied to the stock market. So this could be real estate, could be mortgage funds. We actually have an offering right now that we're working with, which is the super exciting world of cell towers.
Ooh.
Right? Those things you see on the side of the road and you ignore, but you get very annoyed when you don't have enough bars on your phone. So it's things you could care less about, but you don't even realize you love them. And so, there's a lot of things that they don't go up and down with the stock market, so they pay you good income. Now, the hard part, of course, is this pandemic's been very challenging to a lot of rental properties because everybody's trying to keep cash on hand because they don't know how many people aren't going to pay their rents and so forth. So, it is one of those things where typically it works pandemic-wise. You know, it's taken a tiny bit of a hit, some of them. But again, they keep paying that income. They're not going up and down with the market. So that's one way. So if you have some guaranteed income, so say it's whatever, $2,000-$4,000 a month. Maybe you've got another steady income of $1,000 a month. Well, maybe now almost all your fixed costs are paid for. Now you can just have the rest be in the market. That's your growth money. And now you're not dependent on having to take it out. Because for a lot of people who are retired right now, they withdrew their money in February and in March and in April, and those dollars did not come back up. Those dollars did not rebound because they cashed in those shares, right? Mm-hmm. They couldn't all of a sudden say, oh, by the way, I'm not retired this month, right? You just don't do that when you're retired. So, that's one of the big keys is having options in retirement, having ability to be flexible. We're used to getting that paycheck every 2 weeks, twice a month or monthly, whatever it is. Retirement's about lots of little checks and making sure they're all coming in. But you also have to make sure they're able to come in even these bad times. And so that's probably one of the biggest keys is being able to pivot to other types of things, be able to take money from guaranteed sources when the market's down, cashing in the market when it's up. Things that you should be doing. So it is definitely very different in retirement, how we run our money. And it's something you should be positioning your money into before you get there.
Right. Okay. So you need to make sure you have guaranteed income. You've got to have some growth, figure out where that potential is going to come from. And then, like you said, you have to be flexible with everything. Eric, what would be some options for creating income in retirement?
Well, I mean, there's all sorts of tools and, you may have one. I've got big red tool chests in my garage. Yours may be red or black or whatever. But there's lots of tools in there. They do lots of different things. Sometimes, you know, like say you're trying to take a bolt off, you typically will use a wrench, but you might also need to use a saw because maybe it's rusted shut and you just can't get it off, right? So which tool's the right for the tool for the job? I can't really tell you because they can all potentially get you there, but it's really a combination of that. So of course, you know, Social Security and pensions, those can give you guaranteed income, same with annuities. Then looking at how you're investing those other dollars. I mean, real estate can be great, but it also can be a lot of headaches and hassles. And especially when you're older, you may not want to be doing that type of stuff. And of course, right now it's getting a little tougher because if you have a tenant who can't pay their rent, guess what? You get to still pay that mortgage on that property. And, you know, they don't care that your tenant's not paying rent, right? It's your credit risk. It's your property at risk. And so, yeah, there is some tough things there. Sometimes people think they're going to work in retirement, and often that does work and that they are able to, but lots of times there's some health issues that come up and, you know, you may just not be able to do it. Or of course, an economy right now like this, you know, you might not be able to get much jobs, right? So those are things that you have to do is you have to look at all those tools and say, okay, how can I kind of work them all together into a cohesive plan that works? And, you know, and that's one of the things that we do here at Heckman Financial is we really help people create that blueprint to worry less well so they can figure out how to get that income, how to have that investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan. Again, there's no cost for the phone call. We'll just kind of go over what your situation is, spend, you know, 20 minutes with you and say, okay, does this make sense or not? Should you be making some changes? And maybe that's it, or maybe we should proceed after that. And then we can talk about, you know, our normal planning process. And right now we're waiving, because of all the COVID-19, we're waiving the fees for all the planning. So we want to get people to get this information and have this plan in place. So again, if that's something you want to do, all you have to do is text the word visit or just go old fashioned and pick up the phone and call 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit or call 800-454-1184 or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
Take advantage of getting some complimentary help with your retirement because, you know, this is what Eric does. He helps clients, like he just said, helps them preserve their assets, increase their income, and reduce those taxes. Everybody needs some help with that. So, again, thank you so much for listening. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and we're talking today about your income sources for retirement. Eric, you just gave us a great list of potential options for creating income in retirement. Of those income sources, what would you say is the most reliable?
Well, I mean, obviously something's guaranteed. So we hope the Social Security would be good, right?
Let's hope.
Hopefully that stays around. And we know there'll be some changes. But, the other part would be, you know, insurance companies. If you're using a fixed indexed annuity or just a regular income annuity, that's fine. Variable annuities, those reason why they're called variable is because they vary and your principal varies. So those are not reliable or set. So those ones, they may have a feature that pays that out, but lots of times you have to do certain special things to turn that on. And lots of times you give up a lot of your control, a lot of the wealth by doing that. So those are the ones you really want to avoid and watch out for. And, you know, I know there's some people on the radio who love to push those. And, you know, you do not want to invest and forget. You want to forget variable annuities altogether if you can. And mm-hmm. So those are the ones you got to watch out for. But, yeah, those are probably the most reliable, you know, sources for income and ways to make sure you have some coming in. If you're going to be doing tons of trips once you've been able to do them again and go out and have fun, it's going to cost you money, right? So, if you have an income plan, you can see, okay, hey, this is how much I want to be doing, and this is how much I need. I mean, there's kind of two sets of money. There's the money that you need day to day kind of thing, month to month, and then you want to have your fun fund. So this is your fun fund is the money you're putting away for all those fun trips. And for some people, that may be $5,000 or $10,000. Some people, that may be $20,000 or $30,000 a year. So it depends on how much and how big a fund you want to have, but that is going to affect how much you're spending, right? So again, how do we know that number? You have an income plan. It's very simple. It says, okay, will your money last till you're at least in your 90s or later? You know, one of the things that I've been doing a lot of is my 50 miles in all 50 states. I've been trying to, and I'm at 26 now because I just did 5 more states. So yes. A little over halfway.
Good job.
And, you know, the funny part is all but 2 times I've had my course mapped out and planned out. 2, I just went kind of random. 1, I was a trail. I knew it was pretty easy to go up and down. But every single time I've mapped out my course, not one time, not once have I ever successfully done the route I planned. You try to do the plan, you think you have a plan, and you just got to pivot and you go, okay. And I mean, sometimes literally I have to laugh to myself because I go, oh, wow, this is so ridiculous. And and so there's been all sorts of things. And you know, same way with your financial plan. Nobody saw a pandemic coming, right? So so that's one of those things where, okay, now what? You know, how do we change things? How do we pivot? How do we make sure this still works? And, you know, that's why you want to have a plan in place. And, you know, that's what we do here at Heckman Financial. Again, so if that's something you want us to help you with, no pressure, no nothing. No, it's just a 15, 20-minute phone call. All you have to do is give us a call at 800-454-1184 or text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184 or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
So you're sitting on the couch watching TV, and then crash! That dead branch, it finally fell. But that wasn't how you were planning on putting in that skylight. Now you realize you waited a bit too long to cut it down. With the recent market crash, you might be thinking the same thing about your retirement accounts. You'd been thinking about meeting with a financial advisor, but life got in the way. Now that the market is creating a lot of unwanted skylights, maybe it's time to meet with a financial advisor. Eric Heckman and the team at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services are here to help you get back on track. Call today to set up an online visit or virtual meeting with the Heckman Financial and Insurance Services team. 800-224-2489. That's 800-224-2489. Get started on your plan today. Even healthy branches can come down during a storm. 800-224-2489. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is in his 27th year of helping people have remarkable retirements. He is here today because he wants to reach out to you as well. So today we happen to be talking about income sources for retirement and what you need to know. And of course, Social Security is going to be one of your biggest assets in retirement. Eric, tell us how you help someone figure out the appropriate time to take Social Security benefits.
Yeah, well, so there's two major mistakes, I guess, that people do with Social Security. One is sometimes they like to turn it on pre-FRA, which is full retirement age. Uh-huh. So the reason why I say full retirement age versus your birthday is if you're born 1955 to 59, your full retirement age is not your birthday. 66 in some number of even numbered months, because it's the government and they can't make things easy.
So, Eric, I'm 66 and 10 months. I do know that. Born in 59.
So that means you're born in 59. I know that one just because of the 10-month part.
Yeah.
So exactly. So before your full retirement age, lots of times people still love to retire at 65. Why? You get Medicare, right? So you don't have to be paying $1,000 or more for health insurance. And so if you retire at 65, turn on your Social Security. Then say somebody calls you up and says, hey, you want to work for me, or you want to do this gig, or you want to do whatever? And then they start working, and then they do their taxes. And guess what happens? Had a client happen, this happened to them. They took their pension, worked for a company a long time, took their pension. The company called back, said, hey, can you do this job? They went back to work for a little bit. He wrote a check for his entire Social Security income back to the government.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, dear.
Because once you make too much money, $18,250, that's not very much money. For every $2 over that, you lose $1 Social Security. So for most people, right around 50, 60-ish K, you're going to give back all your Social Security, but you get to maintain that penalty for starting early. Woohoo. Right. So things you don't want. So that'd be the biggest mistake. And then probably the second biggest mistake would be if you're a couple, you have your eternal check, as I like to call it. So the eternal check is your couple's eternal check. And so that's whoever has the higher of the two incomes gets one check. And that's the check that's going to be around for both of your lives, because when one person dies, the smallest check goes away, but the bigger check stays. So sometimes what you'll hear people do is they'll say, hey, you know, maybe it's the guy who had the higher income earnings. They'll say, hey, I'm going to turn mine on because mine's bigger and makes sense to start mine sooner. Well, guess what? Now you've locked in your spouse maybe to a lower income check for the rest of their life. Because you didn't wait for yours to be bigger. So whoever's the higher of the two incomes, that's the one who should start the latest. So yeah, those are the big two mess-ups I see all the time in Social Security.
Okay, very good. But one of the things we cannot control, even in a plan, would be things like inflation and taxes. So how do you help people plan for those?
Well, I agree with you that inflation you can't control. So that's totally true. So you do have to be planning for inflation. You do have to make sure that, you know, as things get more expensive and you start sounding like a, you know, old person going, I remember back when, right? When, you know, a scoop of ice cream is 25 cents, you know? So, so that is going to be something that goes up. Taxes are something we kind of have control over, even though we don't control the legislation. And we know taxes have to go up. I mean, the national debt has gone up by $7 trillion in the last 3 years. I mean, it's skyrocketed. I mean, it's scary with all this money we've been giving away and all these, you know, bailouts and corporate bailouts with the tax cuts and all this stuff. There's been no thought and process of how to pay all this money back. It's just defer, defer, defer. And guess what? The biggest pile of money available to the government is in a special plan called the 401k and the IRA. That's their ticket to how to get out of debt for the U.S. government is your retirement plans. And so you can pick to opt out. You can pick. There's a thing called a Roth IRA or a Roth 401k. There's things called after-tax 401ks, two-step Roth. There's all these ways to opt out of the tax code from here on out. Sometimes people say, well, I'm in a really high tax bracket right now. You think, right? it might even be worse, even though you're not working. So, you know, that's the thing that people may have to really be thinking about is tax allocation risk. This is something that I don't see other advisors ever doing in their plans, is including a pie chart of how much money do you have at risk for your, in terms of taxes. I mean, I meet a lot of people where 100% or 95% of all their money is all pre-tax money, meaning the government can pick the rate anytime they want. The easiest way to think about it is, say you've got a house in the Bay Area, you know, it's maybe it's $1 million and you've got $400,000 mortgage. Most people are going to say, I've got $600,000 of equity. They don't run around saying I've got $1 million house.
Right.
Right? Because you can't sell it for $1 million. You can sell it for $1 million, but you don't only get $600,000, right? If you have $1 million in a retirement plan, I still have never met anybody who says, oh, I've got $650,000 of equity in my retirement plan. But you can't, it's just like a house. You can't sell that entire retirement plan. You cannot cash it in without paying the tax bill, right? So there's a lien filed. It's not filed with the county. It's just filed with the IRS and the Franchise Tax Board in California. And so, you know, this is something that you're going to have to pay back. So, you know, there's also these other great plans, these 7702 plans, these ways to get out of taxes using specially designed life insurance. There's a lot of different ways that you can opt out of the tax code. And now, man, now more than ever, you need to be thinking about how to get out of the tax code fast, because there's going to be some place, sometime where we're going to have to pay all this money back. Plus, these tax laws expire at the end of 2025. That's only 5 years from now. So, you know, these tax laws we're under are going away no matter what. So, again, if you want to have a phone call, 15, 20 minutes, talk about what should you be doing, how can you opt out of the tax code, just pick up the phone and either text or call us, and we can set up a time with you just to talk about it and then see if it makes sense to proceed from there. Again, no high pressure, nothing. We'll just answer your questions and find out what your concerns are. But again, just call or text the word visit to 800-454-1000. 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit or call 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where you get straightforward advice on how to plan for a more secure and a more comfortable retirement. So we just thank you so much for listening to Wealth Creator Radio today. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric. We're talking about income sources for retirement, which you have to have if you want to be retired. So Eric, what's another thing that we could do to help impact market volatility on our retirement income?
Yeah, well, again, this is almost something too that you can opt out of. You don't have to have all this money in the market. You know, if you look at, you know, say endowment funds like Harvard and Yale and all these, you know, big institutions, or a pension fund like CalPERS, or, you know, anybody running pensions, none of those, not a single one, has 100% of their money in stocks and bonds in the stock and bond market. They have real estate. They have other assets. So they've got some stuff that's guaranteed. They've got stuff that's paying them steady income, you know, and they have market assets. They have a combination of all of them. But you turn around, look at our 401ks that were offered. We get none of that. It's all 100% risk. And so, you know, with your IRA money, you've got more options. Or if you're over 59 and a half, your company may allow you to do an in-service distribution. The in-service distribution, that's a way where you withdraw money and roll it to an IRA tax-free while you're still working for your company. But now you've got a lot more options and benefits. But if it's all in the stock market and bond market, you have nowhere to run. And if it's all under the government control, you have nowhere to run. So again, if you want to take some time and really find out what should you be doing today, just give us a call. There's no pressure, no issues. We'll just talk for 15, 20 minutes. You'll be talking with me, actually, not somebody else. And then we can kind of go over and see if this makes sense for you. So again, you can text the word visit or just call 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit 800-454-1184 or book online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
You toss a penny over your shoulder into a fountain and you make a wish. You look into the fountain and you see a lot of pennies, but you also see some quarters. And you think to yourself, who throws quarters into a fountain when pennies will do? Now, think about the taxes you could be paying in retirement. Do you want to throw pennies or quarters to Uncle Sam? Eric Heckman and his team at Heckman Financial Services have helped hundreds of families plan for retirement for more than 25 years. Taxes can be complicated, so start planning now so you aren't caught off guard in retirement. To start building your plan, call or text the word tax to 800-454-1184. And together, you'll create a plan designed to help you keep as much of your money as possible. Find out what the heck is going on with your taxes with Eric Heckman and the Heckman Financial Services team. Start planning today. Call or text the word tax to 800-454-1184. That's tax to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. And we've got one of our monthly contributors here, Marilyn Brown Ross, and she's our reverse mortgage expert. Good to have you here.
Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
So again, a reverse mortgage is a way to get money tax-free out of your house to either just pay off the mortgage or just take income out of it. Since it's a loan, it's not taxable. Again, we always have to say the bank doesn't own your house. It's just no different than any other lien, except for the value goes up, right? I mean,
right.
The loan balance goes up, right?
And that's why it's called a reverse. When you're making a payment, a lot of it goes to the principal, to the interest, and some to the principal. So your balance is declining. With this one, you don't have to make a payment. However, if you come into money and you choose to make a payment to keep it down, you can do that also. There's no prepayment penalties. You can pay it down, you can pay it off, whatever you want to do at any time. So it's really a wonderful tool for a lot of people.
Yeah. And so, you know, it can be used in a lot of different ways. I mean, obviously, I think you've said before something like, what, 2/3 or something crazy of that is health related, right?
Yes.
Healthcare related.
Healthcare for in-home care. People don't want to go into nursing homes. They want to have in-home care. It was the saddest thing. I have a lady, I closed it because she was incompetent. She had a power of attorney, mm-hmm. which had nothing but her best interest at heart. She said, my aunt wants to be in her home. I don't care what it is. I'm keeping her here. That was her wish. It was $22,000 a month.
Wow.
So we did the reverse. She got to stay there for 2 months, and then the poor thing passed. But at least she had her wish, and the, you know, that's very important. That the power of attorney is really out for their interest.
Interest, yeah.
And, that's and, who you get.
And not
important.
Right, not for their own.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I've got a client right now who's it was his best friend of like 20 or 30 years who died, I think, 20 years ago. And now his wife is still somewhat competent, but not 100%, and finally moving into assisted living. But yeah, it's very nice that he's taking, you know, his power of attorney, really watching for her money, making sure everything's, and yes. Yeah, whoever you select for that role.
Boy, you better be careful.
Better be careful, and also make sure you know who their spouse is. Because sometimes you see you may have a child, an adult child that you pick, but their spouse wants to preserve more of the assets and say, hey, how do you do that? So, yeah, definitely be careful on that.
Yes.
But then the other thing is taxes. And the part, the miracle of the step up in basis is such a powerful tool. It's something that people really don't always necessarily pay attention to or think about, is the fact that when somebody dies, you don't pay the taxable gain ever again. So, but yeah, you told me about the case. You had a story about somebody in Palo Alto.
Oh my
right?
gosh, downtown Palo Alto, husband and wife bought the property in 1968 for $38,000.
So you mean the price of a car?
The price of a car today.
Yeah.
It's 1100.
A cheap car.
A cheap one. 1100 square feet on almost a 5,000 square foot lot.
Wow.
Not that big. And the husband died, and she couldn't get by. There was no lien on the property, no mortgage to pay, but she had not enough money to live on, to pay the property tax and everything that she needed to pay. Not that the property tax was that much, because it was
yeah.
Proposition 13, but still she was having a problem. So she went to her financial, she found a financial planner through a friend, and I have to sell my house. And he went, okay, well, let's think about this, because you're going to have lots of capital gains. They hadn't done one improvement to that property, but it was absolutely spotless. I mean, you go in, it had avocado green appliances, you know, everything, but it was spotless.
Salute to the 60s museum.
Exactly. So he said, you better think about this, because you're going to pay a lot of capital gain. So he said, why don't you look into a reverse mortgage, which she did. She called me and I went, well, this might really work for you to pull out some money and keep the property. So we, of course, you have to do an appraisal. It appraised for $4.8 million and they had paid $38,000 for it. It was going
That's insane.
To be, oh, it's insane. It was going to just be astronomical.
Yeah, that'd have to be at least like a $1.2 million tax bill.
And so what she did the reverse, and she has money to live on. Now she's going to leave it. She has one daughter. Leave it to the daughter. She'll get the step up when the mother dies and preserved the equity.
So that $1 million is
yeah,
going to there. And there's no way reverse mortgage interest could even get,
oh my
you know,
gosh.
Even to probably even a 10th or 20% of that tax bill that
no.
they're saving.
And there'll be lots of money left over. She's only, I think she only needed like $3,000 a month.
Oh.
So that's what she's taking. So that's going to be hardly anything compared to what that house is worth.
Yeah.
To what she would have had to pay in capital gains. And you have to be 62, but there is, I think they just lowered one of the programs, you can be 60. But I'm just throwing that out. I have to research it because
okay.
it's so new into this, it's so recent. But 62, you have to pay your taxes. Nobody could foreclose because there's no lien.
Yeah, there's no payment.
There's no payment.
So
you have to pay your property tax and insurance. Those are the things, and keep the house, they say, in decent repair. But they don't send anybody out other than the appraisal. to right. look at it when they appraise it.
But and decent repair means no holes in the roof
holes in
or
the
floors or
right.
floors. So that yeah, something where it's yeah. hazardous, not
hazardous,
not avocado green appliances.
No,
can
no,
stay.
They don't care. They don't care about that. They when they're looking for health and safety when
right.
they do the appraisal for the senior. Yeah. You, have you got holes out, walking outside where you're going to trip and break your neck? Yeah, that's the kind of stuff they look for. But truly, it is a miracle to do this. It saves people. I mean, I get calls all the time after, oh my God, you saved my life. I didn't want to move. I couldn't afford to stay. So it really is, for some people, a wonderful product.
Become a wealth creator on your way to work. Become a wealth creator at the gym. Become a wealth creator while mowing the lawn. Take Wealth Creator Radio with you on the go. Download recent episodes and gain a better understanding of your portfolio with Eric Heckman on Wealth Creator Radio. You can also ask Siri and Google to play Wealth Creator Radio. Now back to the show.
Again, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. And we've got Marilyn Brown Ross talking about reverse mortgages. And, you know, one of the other things, too, that sometimes, and I think we've talked about it before, I don't know if you have any clients that come to mind, but the other reason for sometimes not just because you've got to accidentally have a $4 million Palo Alto house that you know
right.
you had no clue that would be worth that much 50 years ago, but there's also sometimes where tax-wise, if you're selling off maybe, you know, maybe it's Apple stock or whatever it is, maybe there's some sort of stuff that, or even just having to take massive withdrawals from your 401ks and IRAs, if you do the reverse mortgage, you don't, that money comes out tax-free.
No
so
tax consequences.
So that does, especially for capital gain assets, but again, would have that step up in basis. If you can avoid having to pay that tax on that and letting your loved ones inherit that instead of having you pay the tax and they won't ever have to pay the tax, the reverse mortgage, the interest costs would probably often very much far outweigh the cost of that tax bill.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, I don't know if you've had too many people like, because I know you had somebody who was, somebody who was doing a portfolio or they opened it up just as a
line of credit. He didn't need the money by any means. He had a $5 million portfolio, owned all kinds of properties, free and clear. And it has to be on your primary residence, the reverse. It can't be on something else you own. I want this line of credit. He didn't owe anything. He paid the fees up front, so there was nothing accruing. So it ended up that he had like a $400,000 line of credit to use if he needed it. He was just elated because he said, if I didn't have this, I'd have to sell something, pay taxes. He said, this I can use, pay it back, use, pay it back. It was just answer for him, and he didn't need the money. It used to be everybody thought about a reverse mortgage as need-based. I have to do this. It isn't that way anymore. It's really a great product for taxes, depending on your situation.
And especially with, if you're talking about a home equity line of credits, you have to qualify, you have to have a payment, every month. There's a lot more issues. With this, you don't have to pay it back. So if you choose to, like for his situation, yeah, maybe he does pay it back as he gets more dividends or interest, but maybe also for whatever reason doesn't.
Yeah.
And then you mentioned it has to be on your primary residence.
Yes.
The money doesn't have to be used for your primary residence, though.
You can use the money for anything that you want. It's your money.
Right. So if you want to, like I've got one client that they keep going back and forth. Okay, can we see the beach house plan again and see, okay, without the beach house, because
right.
they keep debating, should we buy what, should we not? You know, if you had that dream house, either it's a mountain cabin or beach house, whatever, you could actually take the money from your house on a reverse mortgage. You know, the reverse has to be on your primary residence, but you could use those proceeds and go buy that dream house.
Exactly. That's happened two or three times in my career where people will put a reverse on their primary residence to go buy their dream home, their second little whatever getaway, and they buy it. And okay, oh my God, this is fabulous. They don't have a payment on either one, and they're happy as little clams.
And so why don't you give us a phone number?
My number is 408-722-0010. Once more, 408-722-0010.
And again, you can find a link at wealthcreatorradio.com for her email. That's all for this segment. We'll be right back on Wealth Creator Radio.
So you're sitting on the couch watching TV, and then crash! That dead branch, it finally fell. But that wasn't how you were planning on putting in that skylight. Now you realize you waited a bit too long to cut it down. With the recent market crash, you might be thinking the same thing about your retirement accounts. You'd been thinking about meeting with a financial advisor, but life got in the way. Now that the market is creating a lot of unwanted skylights, maybe it's time to meet with a financial advisor. Eric Heckman and the team at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services are here to help you get back on track. Call today to set up an online visit or virtual meeting with the Heckman Financial and Insurance Services team. 800-224-2489. That's 800-224-2489. Get started on your plan today. Even healthy branches can come down during a storm. 800-224-2489. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Hi, I'm Lou Anne Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. So we've come to the time in our show when Eric gives us an example of someone's wealth story. And it's always a good lesson to see how something has worked out the best for somebody else. And we can apply that to our lives, hopefully. So, Eric, what do you have for us?
Well, this is one I've talked about, you know, a lot before. And it's in my book, Worry Less Wealth. But it's actually just about my parents' situation. I mean, my mom, unfortunately, passed away right after they retired. But for my dad, that had happened during the dot-com days. And so, you know, what happened was we positioned his money to where there was some guaranteed money. There was some guaranteed lifetime income money. There was some guaranteed money that couldn't be lost. There was some steady income money. And then, of course, the normal market money. And, of course, when the 08-09 crash happened, you know, his stock part definitely went down. But he had that steady income coming in. And then he also had that lifetime income, and he had some money that was guaranteed that he can come and grab from. And then as the market went back up, it all worked out. And, you know, that's to me one of the biggest keys, is making sure you've got a plan that works, that can be tested. And, you know, there's no better person, I think, to try to test this on is somebody you really care about, right? Your own parents. And you want to make sure, you know, they did enough to take care of you.
Yeah.
You want to make sure that you're able to take care of them. And you know, so that's one of the ways that, you know, I've actually been able to prove that my process works, that it's critical to do it this way. So many people are just working with, you know, investment advisors that are really asset managers, that they just say, hey, let's have it all in the stock market. Let's all have it in the stock market. And, you know, this year was crazy. I mean, massive downturn and massive upturn. And, you know, yeah, so far it looks like all that stock stuff's worked. But, you know, we don't know. The year's not over. The volatility's not over. And we know as life goes on, these things happen every 3 or 4 years anyway. So that's one of the things, one of the biggest keys, is having some monies in different areas and having some protections. And that way, you know, it's going to work no matter which retirement you get, if it's a good time, bad time, or somewhere in between. So really what we want to do is help you actually figure out how to put that all in a cohesive plan. And, you know, that's what we're here for. So, you know, again, if that's something you'd like to take 15, 20 minutes on the phone with me, just find out what's going on with your situation. See if we can help you at all. See if we can just answer some simple questions. Hey, that's what we're here for. I mean, with all this craziness going on, we just want to be able to help anybody we can. So, again, if you want to do that, all you have to do is text the word visit for the link to book, or you can just give us a call. So, again, text the word visit, 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com. And as always, you can hear our podcasts online at any of the podcast sites you like to listen to for Wealth Creator Radio. That's all for this week's show. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. Hackman. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.